As graphic images from the war between Israel and Gaza flood social media platforms, people are claiming those images are fake, that the deaths and injuries they depict have been staged. NPR's Shannon Bond reports on this latest iteration of a disturbing trend.
There's a split-screen video. On one side, a young man lies injured in a hospital bed. On the other, a similar-looking man walks through rubble in Gaza. I'm now walking in a neighborhood where there were houses. There are no houses anymore, he says. The post on X, formerly known as Twitter, claims the videos show the same person. It accuses him of faking his injuries, only to be, quote, miraculously healed and walking around just a day later. But the videos actually show two different people. One is a Palestinian teenager in the West Bank who lost his leg this summer. The other is a Palestinian social media influencer in Gaza. The conflation of the two is a prime example of a crisis actor narrative, the false claim that people are pretending to be victims.
It is a means by which you blunt those narratives or the reality on the ground. You discredit them off the bat.
Mustafa Ayad is executive director for Africa, the Middle East, and Asia at the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, a nonprofit that studies extremism. Crisis actor narratives have become a standard element of the messy information landscape of catastrophe, from the war in Syria to the Russian invasion of Ukraine to mass shootings here in the U.S. Sometimes the claim is that a real victim never existed. Other times, behind-the-scenes movie footage is presented as proof an incident was staged. But Ayad says the intent is the same.
It comes out of a defensive posturing, trying to essentially downplay civilian casualties in conflicts of this nature.
And that's why the false claims keep coming. They're a way of deflecting the horrors of war. Claims that Palestinians are manufacturing injuries and deaths are particularly widespread online, where videos and pictures are often derided as creations of Pallywood. That term, a mashup of Palestine and Hollywood, was coined in 2005 by an American professor in the aftermath of the disputed killing of a Palestinian boy 5 years earlier. Mentions of Pallywood have steadily increased on social media since Hamas's October 7th attack, according to fact-checkers at Logically, which tracks online disinformation. That includes false claims amplified by the Israeli government's official account on X that Hamas tried to pass off a doll as a child killed in Gaza. The BBC confirmed the photos in question depict a real child, and the @Israel account has deleted that post. Speaking on a panel about disinformation in the war, Emerson Brooking of the Atlantic Council's Digital Forensic Research Lab says the episode shows,
even when the image is real, even when the context is real, people still approach it having so many existing biases that they can dismiss this evidence before their eyes.
Crisis actor accusations have also been levied at Israelis. Some social media posts question whether Hamas really killed 1,200 people in Israel on October 7th, despite graphic images and survivors' stories. When CNN interviewed children whose parents were killed by Hamas, a TikTok user accused the network of, quote, hiring actors and photoshopping grief. That video has been taken down. The flood of crisis actor claims may be a result of the sheer volume of imagery that's available online, says Mike Caulfield, who studies the spread of viral rumors at the University of Washington.
I don't think we're meant to deal with this level of traumatizing video.
Faced with that amount of footage, there's no question it can be hard to sort fact from fiction. Clips from video games and images from other conflicts are being misrepresented as showing Gaza or Israel. Some images have been revealed to be generated by artificial intelligence. But claiming civilian deaths are fake takes skepticism and turns it into justification, says Ayad.
One of the toughest parts of a war is believing that your side has been involved in killing civilians.
He says calling victims crisis actors is a way to avoid grappling with that reality. Shannon Bond, NPR News.